This cold. I don't know what to do about this cold. I lie down on my sleeping pad and wrap myself in the tarp, but I cannot rest. If only I hadn't lost my sleeping bag. Each time I succeed in gathering the tarp around me, the wind tears it away again, pulling it open with 1,000 icy fingers and beating it against the frozen steel of the car. The gaping hole taunts me from beyond my ledge, sucking at the corners of my sleeping pad. I start to panic, but remind myself that this sort of thing must happen to my friends who ride trains all the time. And they're okay, aren't they? I want to be tough like them, don't I? If Andrew were here, I think, remembering the way he nonchalantly described this route to us, as though riding the train from Portland to LA in February was the easiest thing in the world, he'd squat over the hole in the floor and sharpen his knife on the tracks. When I open my eyes again, it's still nighttime. The trees beyond the train have begun to slow. I can see them more distinctly now. Their boughs, tufted in white, sparkle in the cold, clear air. Is the train stopping? Somewhere up ahead are the units, although I cannot see or hear them. Ticking, rumbling engines, four of them, yellow light spilling from their windows. There are engineers in the first unit, but the three rear units will be unmanned. Each unit, I have been told, has a small, heated cockpit with captain's chairs, a cramped bathroom, and, incredibly, a mini-fridge full of bottled water. If the train stops, I can climb out of this car, run down the tracks in the dark, and try to reach those units. Maybe I can ride in one through the night and be warm. At the very least, I could get some water. How far from my car are the units, though? A mile? More? I feel mumbly with cold, and my thoughts are tangled. Across the car from me, Sammy is burrowed in her sleeping bag, the hood cinched around her face so only her nose is visible. As the train pulls to a stop, she does not stir. Now's my chance. I wriggle out from under the truck, lower myself down the three-rung ladder on the outside of the car, and land, with a crunch, in the snow. When, where, and for how long a train will stop is a riddle that each aspiring train rider must learn to solve, and on which the success of their trip depends. This is what I have learned so far from my friends. A freight train stops at least every 8 hours to change crews. These crew change stops are made at specific rail yards around the country. Since the train always stops for at least 15 minutes when it changes crews, this makes a convenient window in which to get on or off a train. We got on in Portland at the specific yard where our train was changing crews, and as our train rumbles south, it will stop in a handful of towns every 8 hours or so. Aside from crew change points, a train might stop on a length of double track to side while it allows another train to pass, a train carrying higher priority freight maybe, like mail or automobiles. Or it might stop in a rail yard to refuel or work, a mysterious affair during which beeping trucks drive up and down the train as it sits motionless under massive floodlights. Or sometimes, like now, on this dark, snowy mountain, the train might stop for no discernible reason at all.